This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to give you a little bit of a legislative update, some of the things that we've been working on here at Gun Owners of America. And it's a real treat to be able to bring onto the show Mike Hammond. Mike has many years of experience up on Capitol Hill, and one of the things that I value a lot was his time working in the United States Senate as a staffer. And he was sort of the munchkin that the powers that be couldn't really figure out who was doing it to him. But during the Reagan administration, there were efforts to extend aid to communist governments. And Mike Hammond made sure that the aid in the case of Poland went to the Solidarity movement. And they were the ones that ultimately toppled communism and put an end to that evil regime. So Mike has some interesting background, done some really good work for the cause of freedom on Capitol Hill, and for quite some time he's been working here with us as legislative counsel at Gun Owners of America. So, Mike, I'm glad we get a chance to do this show today.
We got Thank you for having me. Even as your last choice, I'm quite honored to be here. I might add that I went over to Poland in August of 1988, and in a conference attended by representatives of the communist government, I called for the overthrow of their system of government, which I thought was rather audacious at the time. I called for it on behalf of the United States Congress, and at the time there was the CIA had sent a film crew to film our conference and my speech, and they were masquerading as a French film crew, although gradually I came to realize, coming from the Midwest and knowing gradations of Midwest accents, that this French film crew spoke English, and they loved to speak English, and we all know how much the French love to speak English. But in addition, they spoke it with an Iowa accent, and it gradually dawned on me that the little French town they came from was the town of Des Moines.
Probably better known by its Americanized version. Anyway, having been to Des Moines and probably on my way there shortly, that's probably a good little anecdote to keep in mind. The one of the things that's on our plate here at Gun Owners of America, and by the way, let me just finish that first discussion. I am very glad that you were able to do what you did and made it so that Solidarity did get funding. It was put in the federal budget in spite of efforts by people in the White House at that time to keep it out. You were able to prevail, and it made a huge difference because then the Solidarity movement, a labor union movement in Poland working for to overthrow the communists, was able to finally prevail. And so I think it's perfectly understandable that now that they've got a pro-Western government after many years in power in Poland, that they gave you, not long ago, one of their highest awards, a Legion of Merit. I forget all this. It's a kind of a lengthy thing, but it's the highest one that they give. And it was given to you by the president of Poland at a ceremony in the Polish embassy, which means it was technically done in Poland, here in Washington, D.C. And that's something that I wish I had on my resume. But
yeah, they made me a knight.
Oh, my goodness.
They made me a knight. And yet, despite all of this, I've still managed to maintain my incredible modesty.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Well, one of the things that we need to talk about is something that's going on as you and I speak, and that is the whole battle over DACA, the how to handle the supposedly young people, illegal immigrants. What is it, deferred action something like that? Well, anyway, some of these young people look like they might be pushing 30, and some of them have a really magnificent set of they have a magnificent set of tattoos, just sort of the kind of guys that you'd want to have living next door, and you wouldn't have to worry about a thing when you left home with your little girls there alone at the house. Just charming sorts of folks. But anyway...
Every morning at 5 o'clock, I walk down to 7-Eleven on the corner to get my daily newspapers and have to watch the illegals who are in this country stand in line to pay for their beer and cigarettes with pennies, nickels, and dimes.
Yeah, well, that's true. And that happens at many, many 7-Eleven in our area. It's not just the one that we happen to be close to.
I want to talk about that a little because I think those in the Second Amendment movement frequently don't realize the extraordinary relevance of the debate over immigration to the debate over guns and the future of the Second Amendment. I know all of us have natural compassion for, you know, kids who were brought here as children, albeit a sort of scheme to bootstrap in their entire family. But I think we need to also have sympathy for those people. And we hear from them at GOA every day. You got a letter yesterday from a guy saying, I am going to trial today for, illegally possessing a gun as a prohibited person. Committed a federal crime 18 years ago. He thought he had gotten his record expunged by the state. It turns out he misunderstood what the law was, and as a result, he was on his way to prison for a long time. Now, who has pity from him? On him. He wasn't on MSNBC telling his sad story. And when gun owners are standing in that dock being sent to prison for long periods of time for nitpicky violations, you don't see their stories on the liberal media. And it's time that we began thinking about the ramifications if the Second Amendment became a non-entity 10 years ago, from now. And that's not an unrealistic situation because California, I worked for a conservative Republican California United States Senator named S.I. Hayakawa. He was a senator from 1977 to 1982, and it was a time in which California was still relatively red. About 15 in 1986, Ronald Reagan signed amnesty, it's called the Simpson-Mazzoli Bill, for 3 million people, mostly in California, the result being that 15 years later, California was so blue that Republicans, in many cases, aren't even on the ballot for gubernatorial and senatorial races. And as a result, California is the most anti-gun state in the country. The police can send SWAT teams to your home as a result of secret hearings. They have a $21 million confiscation program. Semi-autos are effectively banned. Magazines are banned. And right down the line. Now, the question is, do we want the United States as a whole to look like that 15 years from now?
Because I think that's a very excellent example of what we're dealing with. This is not just, as you were saying, it's not just about some pitiable little 7-year-old that got dragged into the country by an illegal parent or relative. We are talking about things that happen to real people and what a misalignment of justice to go after essentially a status crime. Technically, it was a crime that the guy shouldn't have had the gun under the federal law. We could question the wisdom of that federal law, and certainly it being applied the way it is. And then to wink at the murderer of Kate Steinle, this gets us a little into focus about what we're talking about. We're going to be back and talk some more about guns and current legislation here in Washington. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my My guest today is Mike Hammond. He actually works right down the hall, and because we have Mike working with us here at Gun Owners of America, there are a lot of things that most Americans will probably never, ever learn about because they never happened because Mike killed these evil children before they could get out loose and start doing what MS-13 types are wont to do. Maybe a bit of a mixed metaphor, but hopefully you'll permit that.
We killed children. We killed demons.
And when we're talking about DACA, it's not just about some poor economic refugee or refugee from violence. We're talking about what the Democrats clearly have in mind. They are trying to do to the whole U.S. what, Mike, you've already pointed out they did to California. You change the voting demographic to the point that with the exception of little pockets here in there, Republicans don't bother even running statewide and have very little chance in many other districts around the state of California. That would Californicanize the whole country if the proposals for the amnesty for DACA and other illegals were ever to go through. And we've got Republicans who evidently, I can't believe they don't understand this. They evidently don't care. Maybe they actually want such an outcome. If you told me that Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina wanted that, I'd say, yeah, he probably does. That seems to be where he's been heading. But it will fundamentally transform this country, and it will finish doing what Barack Obama said he wanted to do when he was on the verge of getting elected his first term. Fundamentally transform. Yeah, please.
Some numbers. Well, you were talking about Lindsey Graham. The Graham-Durbin bill, which is the so-called bipartisan compromise which they've reached, if it were to pass, 1.8 million illegal kids would be given citizenship. But that's not all. Each of the kids would bring in, assuming they come from Mexico, for instance, 6.38 of their relatives, which means that you would have 1.5 million new Democratic voters. And guess where those Democratic voters are going to be? Number one, California. But number two state is Texas. What would it do to add 1 million or 2 million new Democrats to the Texas electorate?
It means that the election of Donald Trump would never happen again.
A million to the Florida electorate, or 1 million to the Arizona electorate. Basically, the chances that pro-gunners will ever control the White House after a phase-in period is gone. The chance that pro-gunners will ever control the Senate is gone, and the House is gone. Basically, we're California, and we can spend the rest of our lives fighting a retrograde operation, trying to lose as little of the Second Amendment as we can, and doing so unsuccessfully.
And we're not out of the woods even with the current Congress. There's a measure that unhappily is being supported by a guy who's supposed to be a friend in the United States Senate. I guess he's the number three guy, Senator John Cornyn of Texas. The bill is called Fix NICS. And let me take a stab at describing it. You may want to improve on it for sure.
I can never improve on your description.
I know that's not true. But in any case, the fixed NICS measure is, as I see it, an effort to make universal all transactions involving a firearm would then have to go through the background check, thus giving the government the opportunity, however illegal, but we're pretty sure they're doing it right now anyway, to make a registration list of every firearm and its owner in the country. That's a serious measure, serious matter, and Fix NICS, it'll fix something all right. It'll fix freedom for good.
Can I elaborate on that a little?
Basically, yes, please.
What it would do is if the Cornyn, Schumer, Feinstein Chris Murphy, Blumenthal, Bill, and you know, you should, you can tell a lot about it by the company they keep. Chris Murphy thinks this would be a great step forward on behalf of the anti-gun movement. What it would do is it would take $625 million, and that's a lot of money even by Pratt standards. It would take $625 million and bribe states to send as many names to the next gun ban list as they could come up with. Now, what categories are we talking about? We know 257,000 veterans have already lost their gun rights because their names have been sent to NICS. Presumably, a lot more of them would be put on the gun ban list and would lose their gun rights for the rest of their lives. Massachusetts took 430,000 people who were subject to bench warrants, some for speeding tickets, and sent them all to NICS. And Ohio did the same to a lesser extent. So all of a sudden, people who had nothing but unpaid speeding tickets while they were on vacation found they could never own a gun again. Certainly people on medical marijuana lists in about 29 states may all of a sudden see that the government is bribing their state to send their names to NICS. And aside from that, there are the states like California who say, well, your relative can come into court, and in a secret proceeding, they can take your gun rights away. And guess what? As a result of a proceeding in which you had no right to participate, the SWAT team arrives at your house. So most people will go to
what you just described, we used to call, if I remember my American history correctly, star chambers. Those were the procedures that were held to, among others, find colonists guilty of something that irritated the king. And here we've got the same procedure staring us straight in the face. It's as if we've learned nothing from history.
Not only do they have these SWAT teams, but California will be paid money to send their names to NICS and take away their gun rights forever.
I don't even think you'd have to pay California to do that.
No, but you're currently given California's bankrupt state as a result of their liberal profligacy, as they say, with point. So what it would do is it would pay states a whole lot of money and force the federal government, under penalty of taking away your appropriation, would force the federal government to send the names of large numbers of additional Americans to NICS for just ridiculous reasons.
Well, I think that really shows us why it is such a poison pill to try to put the Fix NICS measure into the national carry measure, which has been sort of standing still for some time in Congress. Let's talk about that when we get back, talking with Mike Hammond, who is the legislative counsel for Gun Owners of America, and as we like to call him, our legislative guru.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Mike Hammond, who is the legislative counsel here at Gun Owners of America. Mike, I was thinking during the break it would be so nice if you could do to some of the liberal schemes what you were able to do to the communist government, particularly in Poland in the late 80s. You were able to...
We have. Gun Owners of America basically stopped all Clinton gun control after the Columbine massacre, notwithstanding there was a massive national campaign. We stopped all gun control after the Newtown massacre, notwithstanding the fact there was a massive campaign in that direction. And frankly, we stopped Pierce fixed Nick's as a result, as a supposed result of the Las Vegas massacre. But of course, you know, when I was growing up, the kids carried guns to school, including semi-autos, and no one really thought anything of it. What you have now is you have gun-free school zones. Mm. All of a sudden, you have these school shootings, and you have a liberal media that tries to turn these shooters into heroes. It lionizes them. It publishes their diaries. It puts their pictures on the front of the New York Times. And as a result of that, guess what? There are lots of 18-year-old kids out there sitting in their basement in front of their computer with no girlfriends. And there are a lot of people who are looking at the attention being given to all those other shooters by the liberal media and saying, I want some of that. I want my picture on the front page of the New York Times as well. And as a result, you have now a series of media-generated copycat shootings, which are, I'm afraid, are not going to stop until one of two things happens. An armed citizenry rises up against these people and stops them, or alternatively, the media becomes so bored with this topic, it stops trying to encourage copycat shootings in order to achieve gun control.
Well, we can be happy that at least in a little town in Texas, an armed Texan was able to do just what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He made a huge difference because the dirtbag didn't finish on his schedule. He finished because the defender with an AR-15 shot him amazingly in a fairly small area left exposed by his body armor. So,
an arms. Sutherland Springs. And would that that church had done what I think your church does, and that is have armed people prepared in church to be able to defend those parishioners should the unthinkable happen?
I think it would end very likely in a very different fashion, and I don't know whether we ever will get to the point where we want to put up a sign the way I've seen outside of a few Texas schools, but those schools have warning. Many of the staff in this school are armed.
Yes, well, I bet the shooter, just as the guy in Aurora, Colorado, is going to drive by those schools until he reaches one that says no guns allowed.
Which is exactly what he did do. Exactly. Very, very good point. One of the things that we've been dealing with, you've been dealing with particularly, happily, I'm not happy we have to deal with it, but I'm glad you're the guy leading our charge on it, is the bump stock. What a delightfully phony issue has been tricked up by this bump stock, and just exactly what was warned is now happening. And once they start talking about the bump stock, they start talking about a whole panoply of other gun control measures.
Mm-hmm. Well, after Las Vegas, of course, the media tried to generate this let's ban bump stocks, and Dianne Feinstein basically introduced legislation in the Senate to do so. It's counterpart legislation in the House, and maybe efforts in a whole bunch of states to do the same. I think Massachusetts law just went into effect yesterday. But they all have one thing in common. They were drafted, apparently, in the Bloomberg offices in New York, because they all have the same language. And the language is, we are going to ban anything that, quote, accelerates the rate of fire of a semi-automatic without turning it into a full automatic. Now, what accelerates the rate of fire? Certainly bump stocks, but also a high-capacity magazine. If you have to change magazines, after 10 rounds rather than 20 rounds, that makes a difference in terms of the rounds you can shoot off in a fixed period of time. What also accelerates the rate of fire? Well, frankly, tripods, scopes, pistol grips, polished bolts, match triggers, and a vast number of devices which are used in competitive shooting and in some cases are used by ordinary citizens.
And Mike, let me just jump in. There's one other device which I happened upon many years ago when I was out shooting. All just about. My finger.
Yeah.
I held my finger in just the right sweet spot so that the trigger would bounce back and forth against my finger. And I was doing the same thing as a bump stock. Probably wasn't any more or less accurate, but I was getting the same effect. So the human hand is, what are we all going to be, amputees?
I guess Dianne Feinstein would like them to amputate that. But it's the case of, well, I won't say it's badly drafted legislation. It's very well drafted legislation if you assume their intent is to presume they want to ban bump stocks, but actually ban a wide variety of things, including perhaps the semi-automatic rifle itself.
And I think that's ultimately where they would like to go. Hopefully that's not going to happen with the current White House and with the current Republican majorities. And certainly the Congress is a weak support to be leaning on. They need lots of help, and that's why Gun Owners of America continuously hopes that people will sign up for our email alerts, because that's how people find out what these folks are doing here in Congress. And one of the things we know causes them some pause is when they start getting all these email from gun owners around the country. Guys, some of our guys that are up on the Hill frequently are told, your email are noisy.
Well, we killed bump stock legislation. That's the reason why it's not going to be passed, even though I think a lot of the weak sisters would have gladly succumbed. So GOA was active in killing that legislation, even though I think other gun groups, let's call them Gun Group X, I think want to stay out of that fight. But now the big fight is that Trump's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, I think, would very much like to promulgate a regulation which would ban bump stocks with the same Bloomberg language that we succeeded in killing in Congress. So people need to continue to contact the Trump administration, Attorney General Sessions, President Trump, and the White House, and let them know how really mad people are going to be going into the November midterms if, in fact, the Trump administration, the administration that we elected, becomes the one which establishes the premise that BATF can ban whatever gun it wants, whatever accessory it wants, even though there's no statutory authority to do so.
And for our listeners, let me just reiterate that the way to be part of the program to stop that from happening is to go to gunowners.org and to sign up for the free email alerts. You'll find out what they're hatching in Congress, and then we will direct you, after describing what's going on, we'll direct you to how to, in a few seconds, whenever I've done these things, I've timed it, and it's less than a minute, to just go ahead and send a message off that we've drafted to your appropriate member of Congress. And as Mike was saying, that's when they start to realize that maybe they better back up and not be so eager for more gun control. Talking with Mike Hammond, Legislative Counsel here at Gun Owners of America.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Mike Hammond. He is the Gun Owners of America Legislative Council and has many years of experience working for conservative members of the United States Senate, and happily now been with Gun Owners of America for a number of years as well. And Mike's experience is just absolutely essential when we have to deal with problems or sometimes opportunities on Capitol Hill. There is an opportunity right now, if we can ever get enough heat under the posteriors of the members of the, particularly the Republican leadership, to get a national carry bill moving. It's been introduced since the very first day of this Congress, but the leadership just obviously doesn't have a burning desire to get it through. And one of the ways that we try to increase the heat so that the desire does become somewhat burning is having folks utilize the email alert system that we have at gunowners.org. Mike, there's some nice things happening in some of the states, so maybe instead of dwelling on all of the warts and ugly that we can talk about here in Washington, not only is there this bill for national carry, but there's a number of states that are actually moving to make it so that you have a constitutional carry, a full...
So you can have your right to protect yourself, your family, your home, your community, and your constitution without getting the government's permission to do so in the form of a permit. It's a great concept. There are 14 states. When we started this, I mean, Vermont always had constitutional carry, at least during my lifetime.
But since the 30s,
no other gun group was supporting the concept. We started in Alaska, and we established what we call as Alaska carry. But now I think everyone's on board. Everyone has followed GOA's lead on this. And we now have 14 states with constitutional carry. And we have, in within the last week, I've drafted alerts for at least six other states where constitutional carry bills are moving and have a serious chance of passage. Georgia, Iowa, South Carolina, South Dakota, Alabama, and in Idaho, they have legislation which would extend constitutional carry to non-Idaho residents. So they're all over the country, there's this great movement to giving people their to recognizing people's constitutional rights to protect themselves without the government's permission.
Mike, I'd like to discuss some of the things that are said about constitutional carry by the opponents of the Second Amendment. And one of the things that are frequently said by those intellectual giants leading the Democrats in the House, such as Representative Nancy Pelosi, is that maybe she even said it more strongly, but this would give guns to people who are not legally able to have guns.
If they mean it would allow people who have rights in all other 49 states to come into California with its repressive Nazi laws, I guess that is true. But as I say many, many times, I don't think New York's crime problem revolves around the possibility that enormous armed gangs from Vermont are going to sneak across the border and destroy the peaceful tranquility of Manhattan's gentlefolk.
Maybe just a skosh too cold up in Vermont for the MS-13 types.
Well, we have MS-13 in Manchester, New Hampshire, unfortunately. But I can tell you that California, I was on National Public Radio in California, and they were saying, we should have the right to determine who can carry guns in our state. Well, that's interesting in view of the most anti-gun state in the country. But a state which wants to determine who can carry guns in Vermont, in New Hampshire, in South Dakota, and in every other of the 49 states, the state that wants to use federal law to dictate everyone else's constitutional rights or lack thereof, all of a sudden becomes very states' rights territorial when it's their laws that are being thrown into question.
Yes, it's similar to one of those rare moments when a Democrat sounds like a fiscal conservative because some of his programs are being axed, or he doesn't want to have funding for something that actually might help people, like the military or something like that. They'll look for the budget to cut there. So
actually being allowed to keep their own money rather than having to turn it over to bureaucrats in Washington to be
funded. that's what Nancy Pelosi labeled as Armageddon, the end of the world if people were able to keep their own money. I'm not making this up. You know that was her statement.
Our $2,000 a year by which my taxes are going to be reduced are, quote, crumbs, close quote. Yeah, maybe they're crumbs if you're a San Francisco wealthy blue-haired doyen like Nancy Pelosi, but they're not crumbs for anyone who's not an arrogant, wealthy twit.
Her husband is a multimillionaire, and so, yeah, I can imagine that $2,000 looks kind of crummy from her point of view.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you even a lot of her constituents wouldn't find it that crummy.
not the little people.
Not the little people.
Let them eat cake contingent would actually probably find $2,000, which the government didn't get, and instead they could spend to be something substantial.
So to circle back for a sec, it's really exciting that we've got maybe half a dozen states that right now are proposing and or talking about expanding their existing constitutional carry laws. And the idea that people will be able to exercise a much more full-bodied Second Amendment without any government say-so whatsoever, it struck me for the longest time how completely upside down it is for the amendment that's designed to ensure and protect the guns stay in the hands of the people who created the government, that somehow those very same bureaucrats created by the Constitution, written by we the people, all of a sudden they get to tell us if we can have a gun and what kind of a gun we should have. It just strikes me that's a little bit odd.
Yeah, it'll be fun when residents of Manhattan can get a permit in Florida and carry in their own hometown so that all of a sudden New Yorkers can protect themselves against M13 gang members in addition to people from less repressive states.
It really is an enormous benefit for people living in such places because of the provision, especially, I think, in the House measure that would let them do just what you said, get a Florida, get a Utah permit that would be recognized in so many other states. They'd be good to go even though their own state wants them to remain defenseless. And we can predict what will happen. If enough people avail themselves of this provision of the measure before the Congress, crime will go down in such halcyon locations as New York City and Chicago.
And Baltimore. Baltimore with 300. I mean, they have 300 gun murders a year. They hardly have more people than that. And that was right after the governor of the state passed semi-auto bans. But semi-auto bans back-to-back with the decriminalization of marijuana and letting dangerous criminals out of prison. So if you keep ordinary people from having guns but let dangerous criminals walk the streets, then what do you think the outcome of that is going to be? And I think, sadly, Baltimore has found out.
Actually, that's very true. They have probably doubled down as much as any jurisdiction in the country. I'm not even sure San Francisco's tried quite as hard as Baltimore, and it's been a bloodbath as a result of liberal Democrat policies being allowed to do what they're doing in places like Baltimore. That's another reason we need this federal law. The bill before the Congress needs to become law so that people can get their out-of-state permit and start protecting themselves in such places as Baltimore. Well, Mike Hammond, thank you so much for being with us today, our legislative director here at Gun Owners of America. A lot more things we could talk about. Let's try to do it again before too much longer. Oh, great.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.